Well, first of all, mate, congratulations on getting the contract. I suppose you must be looking forward to a new challenge.
Yeah, can't wait to move up there. Start of July the 1st, and can't wait to move. Really, good season going.
Excellent. Well, just looking back at the past few months, really, obviously released by Swindon towards the end of last season, came to Sherborne Town, trained with the Oval, and now you're signing for a Scottish Premier League club in Hibernian. A lot has changed. Are you pleased with the way that how things have changed so dramatically?
Yeah, because when I got released from Swindon, I was a bit worried that nothing would happen, and the job Nicky Spencer got me out of Swindon, because I don't think the chances would have come up otherwise, because I would probably not end up enjoying my football anymore. And so I thank Mickey for getting me out there and all the experience that I've done in Sherborne and Yeovil.
Excellent.
And then, I really can't wait to start now. It's going to be an exciting time, I think, up there. Can't wait to start.
I spoke to Mickey this morning, and he said that when he first met you, he said that the conversation was very much trying to convince you to stay in football for a little bit longer and try and do follow your dream. As a young lad, who's still only a teenager, it must have been a bit of a shock and a bit of a surprise to suddenly find your dream, perhaps shattered.
Yeah, because it's all down to people's opinions, and if someone ain't got the same opinion as what another person has, and he's the higher person, then he ain't gonna sign him. That's all he's down to. I think football's opinions at the end of the day, and you've got to get more opinions than not. And it was horrible when they said I wasn't gonna get a contract, because I've been there for about 4 years, and I didn't see myself play to anyone else really. But and now I'm up in Scotland, which is I couldn't believe it. Can't wait.
From what I can gather, you've had quite a bit of competition for your signature, really. Hearts, Motherwell, and even you could have disappeared off to South Spain with Glen Hoddle Academy. What was it about Hibernian that made you want to sign for them?
Basically, they made me so welcome. The goalkeeping coach, the staff was welcome for my mum and dad too, which was really helpful, because my mum and dad really wanted me to go to Hibs instead of the other two. It was just everything about the training facilities. The players, all the players made me welcome, so it was just basically you were wrong club, I didn't know much about Scottish football really. And then when I went up there, I couldn't believe the facilities and everything they had up there, and I was just really impressed. And they like youth players up there, which is another reason why I went there, because I want to develop now and go, well, hopefully be in the first team sooner rather than later. And that's what they told me. They give opportunities out, which can't believe. Hopefully I get the opportunity this year, really.
No, that's brilliant. When you were down in Dorset and in Somerset, obviously training with Yeovil on a daily basis and then playing for Sherborne Saturday and midweek, that kind of balance, I suppose, training with the professionals and then playing with Sherborne at a decent standard, that must have been an ideal combination for somebody at your stage of your career.
Yeah, exactly. Because I didn't want to come down there and not play games at the end of the day. And it was good to see how much is a step up is from youth team football to what is playing for Sherborne and that. It's a big standard, because you think it's a decent level of football, but you think that level won't be that good. But it's some good players in that league, and I was surprised though. It was difficult, but it was a good step up, basically.
Excellent.
And it's a step up I needed to take, really. It gave me good confidence, though.
I can remember speaking to you when you said about when you left Evervale for Swindon, that was a big learning curve, because it's the first time away from home. Now you're going hundreds of miles north. It must be a totally different kettle of fish. But I suppose you're at a club that's qualified for Europe for next season, so that must all balance out, I suppose.
Yeah, and everything they made me feel like welcome, basically, and they said they'd do stuff for me. They know how hard it is for young kids to come up so far away from home.
Yeah.
Especially, I used to come home every weekend, every now weekend, and now I can't come home for about 2-3 months, so it's going to be a big change, really. But they've helped me, they're going to pay for my flights and if I need to come home, so they're doing quite a lot for me, to be honest.
Excellent.
So, hopefully I won't miss it that much.
Well, another thing as well, it was all sorted out so early in the summer, so soon after the end of the last season. Do you think this is going to make you enjoy your summer a little bit more, because it's already done, it's out of the way, you can sit back and enjoy the sun?
Yeah, because most of my friends have got to wait till